the end result's going to be hell, because apart from Christ and his forgiveness, there is no mercy. There is salvation only in Jesus. But here's what it does. It creates a caste system within Christianity, three castes. At the top of the heap, you have the people who claim that they're pulling it off. They've achieved sinless perfection. They've experienced the second blessing of holiness. And sin is a thing that's in the rearview mirror, and they're just supercharged in their sanctification. And by the way, everybody in that group, they're lying. It's a flat-out self-righteous lie. It's a lot of paint on a facade of righteousness that's not true. The second group are people who are legitimately striving to figure out how to attain what the first group is claiming that they have. And they are frustrated, and they are confused, and they feel experientially that God is angry at them for not attaining this glow-in-the-dark status that the people in the top caste have achieved. And then there's a third caste, and that's the people who come to their senses and say, I can't pull it off. And so those are your backsliders. And so they'll either backslide out of Christianity altogether, or they'll come to church, but they're making no effort to get to the top caste anymore. And they're oftentimes rebuked for their lack of faith and their lack of obedience. But the thing that gets lost in the shuffle of all of this is Christ and him crucified for our sins, which is exactly what Paul said. I chose to know nothing among you except for that.